Read a little. Maybe I should announce also Brother Jimmy Collins will be doing a special Genesis and creation message and program Saturday night. And that also is for the youth. That's a benefit for the young folks. And the offer will be taken for the young folks' various projects and such that night. Amen. Luke chapter 14. Verse 27, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king says not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Salt exposed to the elements eventually loses its savor. Amen. It's neither fit for the land, nor yet fit for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I'm preaching on a subject which I'll call this morning, Ruined for This World. If you ever give your life to God, you can't ever do anything else but serve God successfully. You are ruined for this world. You will never, no matter how deep you go in sin, enjoy this world anymore. You will never be satisfied, no matter how much you try to have fun. You'll never be satisfied with this world anymore. Not only that, I'm going to go a little farther. This world don't like you because you're a Christian. But they'll like you less if you backslide. They'll really hate you if you lose out with God. Amen. You are ruined for this world. And I'd like to say this morning, unqualified, I'm glad of it. Amen. Because I don't want this world. This world holds nothing but trouble for me. Sometimes you hear me sigh. It seems that I'm a pilgrim here on earth where my loved ones had to die. Amen. All glory to God. With the words of that old song, let me remind you, this world has nothing for you today. Amen. Praise God. Backsliders don't even make good fertilizer. He said they're not even fit for the dunghill. Backsliders are not even fit for the manure pile. At least there's some good in a manure pile. Amen. It was my job to clean out the barn. We shoveled the manure over the fence into the corner of the garden, and then it was my job to spread it on the garden in the springtime. That was what we fertilized the garden with. At least the dunghill was good for fertilizer. Amen. But Jesus said a backslider's like salt without savor. It's not even good for fertilizer. It'll kill about anything you throw it on. amen, make barren about any ground you throw it on. It just boils down to this. If you're not blessed of God, you're no count for anything. You'll scorch the earth. You're as bad as Jonah on a ship to Tarshish when God told him to go to Nineveh. He just caused them people trouble and heartache. They lost everything to try to save old Jonah, but the wind didn't quit blowing till they threw him overboard. Amen. Jonah wasn't no count till he decided he'd do what God told him to do. Amen. People of God out of place, preachers out of place, backslidden saints are good for nothing wherever they go. They bring judgment. Get away from them. Don't mess around with them. Don't run with them. The lightning might strike them. Amen. And it'll get you too if you're not very careful. Amen. They're good for nothing. Run for this world. Let me read you a few verses in Jeremiah 42. Amen. 42:1, then all the captains of the forces of Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshiah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest came near and said to Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many in thine eyes. Do behold us, that the Lord may show us the way wherein we may walk, the thing we may do. Jeremiah said, I've heard you. Amen. Whatever the Lord answers, tells you to do, I'll tell you. Came to pass, verse 7. After 10 days, word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and he called Johanan, son of Kareah. Amen. And he said to them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, unto whom you sent me to preach your supplication, if ye will still abide in this land, then I'll build you and not pull you down. I'll plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I've done to you. You know what was wrong with the people that lived in Judea? They were looking toward Egypt. Amen. They were looking toward Egypt because Babylon was dogging their heels. Babylon was knocking at their door, and they was going to run and hide in Egypt. There's some mistaken Christians think that it's better out there in the world than it is in the church. You are in for an enlightening. Oh, so many things happened down there, I ain't going back anymore. Amen. You're going somewhere, and you ain't no like where you're going. I'll tell you where you're going. You're going back to the world just as sure as a sow returns to its wallowing and a dog returns to its vomit. You're going to stick your head in the garbage can, and you're going to be in bad shape before long. Don't take it personal if it's not, but if it is, take it personal. Amen. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hands, and I will show mercies unto you that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return to your own land. But if ye say, we will not dwell in the land, neither obey the voice of your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, hear no sound of trumpet, nor have hunger or bread, and there we shall dwell. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah, thus saith the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. Amen. 18th verse. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. And here's the saddest words of all. Ye shall see this place no more. You better be careful about leaving church for the world. You may not be able to get back. The door may close forever behind you. Amen. Amen. Chapter 44, verse 12. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go to the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed and shall fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword, by the famine. They shall die from the least even unto the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. Amen. Amen. Ruined for this world. Jeremiah, please pray to God for us. Pray, 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 pray. And whatever you tell us, we'll do it. You know what he told him? He said, don't go. Don't go back. God didn't call you out of Egypt for you to go back. There is nothing in Egypt that will help you. Amen. There is no turning back to Egypt. And there is no turning back to the world. Don't do it. Amen. Don't become a curse. Two times in the Bible, the word execration is used. It means a detestable abomination. A hated, cursed thing. An execration means cursed. Amen. If you backslide, you will become an execration and a curse. Amen. I won't tell you, a backslider is no good for this world, nor heaven either. He's rent for both worlds. There's nothing left but eternal hell for a backslider. Nothing left but misery and sorrow and pain and woe and trouble and anguish and fear and dread for the backslider. Amen. The most unprofitable occupation that you can be involved in is backsliding. An apostasy. Amen. Look at the people that have come and gone from the place of the holy that you know about. Are they happy? Are they satisfied? Are they prosperous? Amen. Barely can stay out of jail. Amen. Some in prison. Some will be there the rest of their life. The rest are in a prison of their own making. They're caught in the worst of both worlds. They are out of fellowship with the church, and they can never fit in with the world again. Think about that. Amen. They are no longer welcome for the world. I mean, salt, Jesus said, that's lost its savor, its taste, its saltiness, its separation, so to speak, from the world. Amen. It is fit for nothing. Not even the dunghill, he said, but to be cast out. Did you know Paul, one of the best preachers ever wore a shoe leather, said, I must keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest when I have preached to others that I myself should be a cast away? Cast out. Amen. Oh boy, this world gets to looking good to some of our girls. They think they'll have fun out there in the world, but it's always just a reach away. It's always just a mirage on out in the desert. Amen. Boy, some of our guys think they're really going to live it up if they ever get out from other mom and dad's jurisdiction and get out there in the world. I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll wrap yourself around a tree and be a cripple the rest of your miserable, wretched life if you're not very careful. Amen. Repent quickly. That's the only cure. Repent quickly. Get back in the will of God. Get back to Father's house while you got your right mind. The prodigal come to himself and went back to Father's house. Amen. This world can never again in a million years be your home if you've been saved. Amen. You got a better place to go. Praise God. Amen. I mean, this social order, this worldly system today that's run by Satan, that's run by the devil, it's captivated and operated by Lucifer, the god of this world, is not for you. It's not for you, son. It's not for you, dear girl. It's not for you, dad. It is not for you. Amen. When you gave your heart to Jesus, you was right for this world. The only place you'll ever be happy, satisfied, fulfilled is right with God. Amen. And there's no place else to run, folks. Peter realized that. He said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There is no place to flee for one-time disciples of Jesus Christ. The world's not big enough. There's not enough dividends. There's not enough drugs. There's not enough video machines. There's not enough pinball machines. There's not enough friends. There's not enough fun. There's not enough golf courses to satisfy your languishing, hungry, famishing, thirsty soul. You live for this while. Might as well face up to it and get right with God and get back where you need to be with Christ. Amen. There's no place to flee. Whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Today, we need to make up our mind. Jesus taught in Luke that I read to you. Praise God, Luke chapter 14. He taught us to count the cost and to pay it, to take the cross and carry it, regardless of what it meant to carry the cross. And you're going to look kind of stupid out there in the worldly places and in the worldly dives and the worldly resorts carrying that cross that God's got you tied to. Because the world don't like that cross. Amen. No, no, no. And you can't have the world and the cross too. They don't fit. Amen. Oh, you can't have both of them. Amen. And so there's just one thing left to do. That's count the cost and carry the cross. What happened to that guy that started to build that house and didn't have money to finish it? Huh? They laughed at him. They mocked him. Amen. And they said he started the house and he didn't have the money to fish and look at it. He got religion one time. Like they laugh at some of these, even write songs about it. Like Tommy Collins, country singer, wrote a song about Leonard and told him how he got turned on to Jesus. He even preached the gospel once in a while. Amen. But the song was a sad remembrance of an old boy that at one time lived for God. Amen. Left country music field and preached the gospel a little while. It couldn't make it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Like many that their names would be prominent in your mind probably if I should call their names. Preachers and preachers' wives. At one time tried living for God. Preached the gospel. Amen. They're back, some of them. Back in country music again. Back recording for the devil again. Back at the Grand Ole Opry again. Back running with that same old crowd again. Wretched, miserable, amen, naked, poor, and blind. Rent for both worlds. They're not happy. Amen. They're not satisfied. Amen. Amen. Jimmy Snow and his dear wife was one time doing a good work for God, both of them, the children of country music singers. Jimmy Snow, the son of Hank Snow. Amen. And his wife, the son of a prominent singing group. Amen. From West Virginia that made it big in the Grand Ole Opry. Amen. And hey, they went big for a while. Amen. For God. But then the world beckoned. Amen. They split up. She's back in the Grand Ole Opry again. Amen. She's got her singing group, and she's singing back up, and she's having program. Amen. Again. And Jimmy's married again. And he's trying to go on and preach the gospel. He's out of the Assemblies of God, but he's preaching the gospel. He's got him a church. But they're not a smidgen to what they once was or what they could be for the glory of God. Amen. It's been repeated time after time after time after time of these kids that grew up in church and learned to sing and cultivated a talent, and then the world beckoned to them. Amen. And they said, like they told one of our girls the other night, you can make more in one night in country music than you can in a year singing gospel songs. You know what? I'm afraid she'll take it after a while. And she'll sell her already miserable soul, because the world's already taken its toll upon her life and family. Amen. For a little more money and a name and lights in this world. I want to tell you how much fame is worth. It's worth salt without any flavor to it. Amen. Your name and lights is just like salt that don't have any salt to it. Every you see that light salt, Sister Collins got some up. You got to pour an awful lot of it on to even taste any salt. It's called light salt. Amen. Us older folks, you know, we're supposed to eat that because we don't have as much sodium in it. You got to have salt. Amen. You don't like it too well, do you? Amen. If you're going to eat salt, you want salt. Hey, if Christians are going to season this world like they're supposed to season, if Christians are going to be the influence of this world like they're supposed to be an influence, amen, we'll have to remain separated unto God, or we'll lose our flavor. Amen. Praise God. Repent quickly. Get back to God. Get back to Father's house. This world can never be your home. Amen. There's no place down here to flee. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Make up your mind. Count the cost. Carry the cross. Or you'll be as bad out of place as Jonah called to Nineveh, but running away to Tarsus. Amen. And the storm arose upon the sea. Amen. And you know, those mariners suspected something. And that storm was raging, and they called on all their gods. They ran and shook that sleeping prophet, and they said, "Arise and call upon thy God. Maybe he's the one we need." But Jonah was running from him. He wasn't in any shape to pray to his God. You can't talk to him very good with your back turned to him. Amen. You have to turn around. And before you can turn around, you're going to have to turn your back upon the things that took you away from him. Amen. And so you're going to have to turn around. Glory to God. And finally, Jonah, the storm got so bad, and those men tried so hard to save the ship and save the cargo and save the people on board and save Jonah and save himself. Jonah said, "There's no use. Quit rowing. There's no use." Amen. "If you don't throw me overboard, you're going to lose everything." And they hated to do it. But there's nothing left to do with a backslidden lying prophet. He just got back to telling the truth, at least. Amen. But when he was going the opposite direction, even though he wasn't lying, he was living a lie. Amen. And the only thing they could do with him was throw him overboard. And thank God for that big fish that swallowed him. Amen. And I know that people say scientifically that's impossible, that a man can't live. Well, who said he lived? Amen. I think he died in that fish's belly. And Jonah said, "Out of the belly of hell," cried I. He was already down there in the world of Sheol. Amen. He was drifting into another world. He cried out to God. Glory to God. And God sent life back into his repenting body. Amen. And him wiggling around in that fish's body excited that fish's ability to vomit. Amen. And bless your heart, he vomited him out at the right place. Amen. Yeah, God had maneuvered him into position, praise God, when he got vomited out. And that whale opened his mouth, and Jonah walked his tongue like a gangplank. Amen. Glory to God, he stepped out on Nineveh's shores to preach the gospel. Amen. I want to tell you, if you're saved, sanctified, filled the Holy Ghost, and called to preach the gospel, you can't do nothing but preach the gospel. And if you get right with God, you still have to preach the gospel. Amen. Do you think Jonah would have been saved if he hadn't preached the gospel? Amen. Do you think Paul would have been saved if he hadn't preached the gospel? He said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." Amen. If God ever calls you to preach, he don't change his mind. Amen. You get right with God, you may reap a thousand tares. You may reap a lot of what you sow, but you're still going to have to preach the gospel. Paul, Saul would like to quit, probably. A few times, when everybody forsook him, he'd like to quit. When they beat him five times with rods with an inch of his life, he'd like to quit. When they gave him such a beating that some men died with shock, and one time they did stone him to death, that'd have been a good time to quit. Amen. But you know what? He preached the gospel in the same town the next day. Amen. Went right back to Lystra and preached the gospel. Same. Amen. God didn't change his mind a bit because he got stoned and they thought he was dead. Dragged him from the city dead. Saints of God stood around him. Praise God. Amen. But God sent life back to his body. He just took a little trip to the third heaven and looked over the glory world. When God got ready, he went back, praise God, to preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. And said, "Woe is me if I don't preach the gospel." Now, if you made a mistake and God didn't really call you, admit it. And be glad that you had sense enough to see it. Amen. And go on with God. Swallow your pride and go on with God. Amen. Glory to God. But you can't backslide over it. You can't go back to Egypt. and find exception. This world is not my home. This world is not my resting place. Amen. This world is not my home. Amen. You know what those people said? They said, we will not obey the Lord. Amen. Listen. Chapter 43, verse 2, then spake Azariah, the son of Hoshea, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the people, proud men, said unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord thy God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there, but Baruch, the son of Neriah, setteth thee on against us for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captive. And so Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. Amen. He said, we're not going to do it. And they took a one-way trip into this world. And God kept his word. And they never got to see this place anymore. They crossed an invisible line. They said, you pray and we'll do it, Jeremiah. When Jeremiah prayed and told them right, they didn't do it. The point of no return. Oh, there's no return to God. Lost on that lonely road of sin. Lost souls turn away from the Savior. And when it's too late, they've learned that they've crossed on sin's dark highway. The point of no return. Amen. It don't have to be like that. That don't have to be the case. You have life in your body. You have breath in your body. There was a time I thought I was a goner. There was a time I thought I could never get back to God. The chastening rod was hard upon my back. The Spirit of God had departed from me. I was 15, 16 years old. Amen. I told my whole family I can't never get back to God. I've gone too far. But I decided while breath was in my body and while life was coursing through my veins that I'd pray. And I began to call on God. Amen. Right away, I dropped everything in this world. Everything that had taken me away from church, away from prayer, away from the Bible, and away from the Spirit of God, I said goodbye to it once and for all. Even though I couldn't cry, even though I couldn't bring myself hardly to pray, I choked out prayers anyway. I cried out to God anyway, and I asked God to save me anyhow. Amen. And God, through a long process, heard my cry and took me back. Amen. And I'm glad he did. And I wasn't happy in this world. I was miserable. Everything in the world, amen, that brought me joy now brought me condemnation. Everything in the world that brought me pleasure and fun now brought me condemnation. And I thought that every clap of thunder, every flash of lightning, every thunderstorm was chasing me. Amen. That God was after me. Somebody said, oh, you're just a depressed young kid. No, I wasn't. Amen. I was a backslider running from God while I was still going to church. Amen. And I had to say goodbye, world. I'm through with you. And you will too. Snicker, grin, like a Cheshire cat, laugh it off, joke about it, talk about LL preaching about it, but you're going to judgment with it heaven hanging heavy over your everlasting head. Stand today and let's pray. Father, touch our lives and challenge us. Glory to God that this world is not for us, that we was made to serve God and glorify God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come around this altar. Let's find our altar. Bring somebody. Meet Jesus. You need him. You need him. The worst way, you need him. And he'll help you. He'll hear you cry. If I hadn't have made the effort as a teenager and cried out to God, you'd have never heard tell of the likes of me. I'd have never made it this far. I'd have never made it around the first bend in the road. I'd have never gone anywhere, much less in all the world, preach the gospel. Come on this morning. Settle it with God. Settle all your accounts with God. Come on this morning. Amen. Call on Jesus. Come on. Amen. Come on. Yes. It's for you. It's for me. Amen. Let's do it. Let's go with God. Let's go for God. Let's say yes to God. Come on.